Empower Radio presents Art as Worship with Vanessa Lowry.
Welcome to Art as Worship. Each week we feature stories of artists and explore their process of creation. I'm your host, Vanessa Lowry, and I'm thankful that you're joining me. On this show, I talk with artists of various faiths working in a wide range of mediums on the common theme of how they use inspiration and creativity as an expression of their spirituality. Learn how their art is an expression of their own connection to however they name God, Jehovah, Allah, Source, the universe, the great mystery, or something else. My hope is that these stories will inspire your creative efforts and your own spiritual expression. My guest today is Diane English. Diane is a self-taught artist who, at midlife, threw caution to the wind to follow her dream of combining art with her spiritual path. She has survived countless spiritual crises, has managed to see the occasional light, and discovered the secret of higher consciousness along the way. Diane says that after years of deep meditation, medication, fasting, prayer, and a few bottles of Merlot, she now knows the secret to enlightenment is being in the now with a piece of rich, dark chocolate. Diane sells her original designs internationally in bookstores, galleries, and on her website as posters, greeting cards, magnets, and assorted cool goodies. Welcome, Diane. We're glad to have you with us today.
Hi, Vanessa. I'm just delighted to be here.
And I love just the name of your company. Can you just share with everybody what the name of your company is?
It's the Great Cosmic Happy Ass Card Company.
You know, that name just makes me laugh. I just love it. I think it's so much fun.
There's a story about how that came about.
Well, let's hear.
I had a metaphysical bookstore for, about 15 years. And customers would come in and tell me to read The Artist's Way, and I kept saying, yeah, when I have time, I'll read The Artist's Way. Well, I finally did, and it totally changed my life. And I started from all the material that I had at the store and the people that would come in, I had just a wealth of ideas, and I started drawing them out as cards, and they took out. They took off. And one day there was a line of customers at the counter, and we were talking about what are we going to name the card line. And I said, well, I can't call it the Great Cosmic Smartass. And somebody in line perked up with, call it the Great Cosmic Happy Ass, and that's the day it was born.
Oh.
It was very cool.
I love that. And what a nice collaborative process with you know, these spirits that came into your store to brainstorm with you. That's fun.
Yes. Yeah, it
so
was.
I know that your medium is actually painting, but it's broader than painting. Can you just describe a little bit about how you create your art and what you feel like your medium is?
On the large canvases that I do, the medium is acrylic. But on the smaller ones, it's digital. All my cards are done digitally.
Okay.
I usually either carry a notebook with me or make notes on my phone or whatever. But I've got stacks and stacks of ideas. And some days I just go through the files and pick out one that basically makes me laugh. And then I have two different programs. One is Photoshop and the other one is Painter. And then I start to create the card. I will either outline it in pencil and pen and scan it in, or I'll start it directly on the computer. You know, without the digital revolution that we're going through, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without the computer.
Well, I mean,
I
agree. I mean, I think it really is such a miracle that we can create artwork that can be produced so easily with the computer that, I mean, even when I started in the graphic design business 30 years ago, it was a completely different process. And, you know, even just retouching a photograph was a huge deal, and you had to airbrush it and that kind of thing. So it's amazing the things that we can do now with the technology that's available.
Yes.
So you were mentioning
it's
that
totally
you were mentioning that you have stacks of ideas. So I'm curious, and that you just pick the one that makes you laugh. How do you decide? I mean, how do you decide which idea you're going to go after? And is it the one that makes you laugh the hardest? How does that happen?
The one that turns me on a particular day. There's no formula to it. It's, oh my God, that's funny. Let's do that. I think I'll do that today. Or, I'm fortunate enough in that I work alone, so I listen to a lot of interviews on YouTube and podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. And the people that I listen to are the visionaries of the planet. They're the Barbara Marks Hubbard and the Jean Houston and the Bruce Lipton. So I deliberately surround myself with these people that know that we're more than we think we are. And that in itself is a turn on. And it's a constant churning in my mind of, oh, how can I express that? How can I get that idea out and not only make people laugh, but help them remember who they are, who we are as a species? This whole transformation that the world is going through, it excites me to no end. And my challenge is to try to get it down on paper somehow in a visionary way, so that people look at the painting and go, oh yeah, I remember who I am. Oh, I did that. Yeah.
Well, and I know that like I mentioned, the name of your company makes me laugh. The cards make me laugh. And I love reading through your website because there's so many things on there that make me laugh. But one of the things that that I noticed is that you create these cards for the spiritually challenged. So can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, I think we're all spiritually challenged.
I do too.
That's the mystery. We try to put God or spirit or divinity or something in and label it and put it in a box, and that just doesn't work for me. So in that sense, we're all spiritually challenged in that we've bought into concepts that I think are very limiting. And I think God, or whatever you choose to call it, is a verb. I think it's constant change. I think it's evolution at its best. And I think it's consciousness. It's being alive.
That's pretty powerful. I mean, we all do have that in common, that we are all walking this journey at the same time together. So figuring out what that means individually and collectively, I think, is an ongoing process.
Yeah. If you look at the stars, just look at some pictures of the stars and the Milky Way galaxy and tell me that you know what's going on. Yeah, right. You know, if you're not in awe looking at that, then you build a box around you. You know, that is just the most humbling and wow experience that I can think of. Oh, wow. We have no idea. And it's also very freeing. You know, you don't have to do something in a certain way. You can make up. Christ said all the answers are within. Well, hello.
Well, and I think it's that exercise of going out and looking at the stars and realizing that they've been there so many thousands and thousands of years, and people still don't know everything, and we never will. I mean, it is... I think you're right. It is freeing to feel like that I don't have to know it all, and I can still enjoy what is here.
Oh yeah, especially if you have a sense of humor, you can laugh at a lot of stuff that's going on. People take themselves way too seriously, and especially if they take their spirituality too seriously, because that does lead to dissension and wars and all. And you know the history of the planet. In that way, I think God has a fabulous sense of humor. I mean, look at a rabbit. Rabbits are funny.
I never really thought about that.
Look at a worm.
Yeah.
You know, what created this? How was this created? I have no idea, but it looks pretty funny to me.
Well, and I love this whole line of cards you have on your website that are called Spiritually Incorrect. And one of the funniest ones is the one with God setting heaven a beer with a guy, and he's they're sitting across the table from each other, and the guy that's sitting there talking to God said, "I thought you would be taller." And yeah. It's titled "Conversations with God." I think uh-huh. That just cracks me up.
Thank you. I've got a lot of ideas for that series, but it's just making the time to get it out, making the time to do it. Right now, I'm working on an app for the iPad and a new website that'll be a lot more interactive and a lot more fun.
So, have you always felt like that humor has been a part of your spirituality, or did that shift as your journey went along?
I think that shifted in my bookstore, when I had the bookstore, when people would ask me questions that there was no possible way I could answer, like, what kind of incense does the Dalai Lama burn? Well, how do I know? Do you remember the Celestine Prophecy?
Yes.
The book, The Celestine Prophecy. Well, people would come in and ask me if I had a copy of the Cosmic Pharmacy. This is too funny. You know, I have to start writing this stuff down because it happens on a daily basis. And I'm weird anyhow. What can I say?
Well, I love that in people. I tend to attract people that are think a little bit out of the box. I think that's very cool. So how? Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm interrupting you because I'm so excited.
I think we should think a lot out of the box.
Yes, and I do think that's what we're here to do. We're here to express our own unique viewpoint, and when we try to express a viewpoint that's too much like everybody else, life gets really boring and very stale, and nobody grows.
So I and the universe will smack you upside the head.
That's right. It's not working
ways
this
that way. Are not nice. Right.
So when you start putting your ideas together, I would love for you to share a story about how creating art has expanded your awareness of God or your experience of God.
Wow. There's not just one story, because it is a process. Because all of my art expresses consciousness or God or the universe in one way or another. It is the process. It is it's God. What I have done here in the studios, when I get ready to paint, not necessarily when I do the cards, because I need to be a little bit sharper then and a lot more sarcastic. But when I set it up to actually paint, I make things very sacred. I will put on sacred music, and I will light incense, and I'll get really quiet and let it flow. I'll have an idea, and one of the disciplines that I'm trying to learn now is to be freer with the art and not be so disciplined with it as far as making this line here and this line there, and it's got to match up. You know, more like a nice painting or more like an abstract. So those are processes that I'm working on now. But I do make it holy space, and I do it deliberately, because I want to be reminded of what I'm doing, and I want that to come through to the painting that I make, so that other people remember why they're here and that they have a connection to spirit that is unbroken. It can be forgotten, but it's unbroken.
So when you paint, I mean, you said it's a little bit different process than when you create your cards. Do you try to do a little bit of both in a week, or do you have any kind of a framework for how you structure that, or is it really just whatever comes to you that day?
It's whatever comes to me that day. And it's also how busy I am with getting out orders.
Right.
And doing other stuff. The creative time is probably only 30% of the time. The rest of it is the usual business stuff. And I was talking to an art marketer at one point, and she said, Diane, you have to be prepared that 50% of your time is going to go into marketing, period, case closed. You can't get away from it. And I know I've done everything I can possibly do to escape that, but it hasn't worked. You have to spend 50% of the time marketing. And what that means is updating the website, getting on Facebook, anything, you know, to keep the movement going. That's the way I'm doing marketing now. That could change tomorrow. I don't know. But it's working for me now.
So did it help that you had your metaphysical bookstore for so many years to understand that business side of your business?
Yes. Yes, tremendously. Not that I'm a businesswoman. Far from it. I do almost everything from the gut. When I opened the bookstore, I knew nothing about opening bookstores. All I knew was that I had to do it. I was called to do it.
So how did you identify that calling? I mean, what did that feel like for you?
It was a direction that I couldn't stop. It was a feeling of going forward and, oh my God, I have to do this. Oh, this is so exciting. You know, every time I tried to think of a reason that I shouldn't do it, like I don't know enough or you know, yada, 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 the reasons are endless, I got a knot in my stomach. And that knot in my stomach is a big clue, and it still happens, you know. That's a no. You know, don't go in that direction. Go in the direction where your heart and your feelings lead you. And I don't mean feelings of compassion or empathy or anything like that. I mean there's an electrical impulse that's there that as soon as you think about it, you get turned on. It's a lot like sex.
You got to pay attention.
Yes. Be there.
Very wise advice there. So do you, it sounds like at some point you closed your metaphysical bookstore. Is that correct?
I did. About 2 years after I did The Artist's Way, I had attended several workshops, one out in San Francisco, Jacksonville, Florida, called The Painting Experience. And that really helped me get in touch with the inner core of what I'm supposed to do. I mean, I went through periods when, oh, Diane, you should learn to paint seriously, or, you know, you're only doing cartoons, yada, yada, yada. Well, that's my path, and I had to make peace with that. So at that time, all the big bookstores were moving in. The big chains were moving in.
Right.
And my business dropped, who knows how considerable. But at the same time, the cards and the magnets that I was making in the bookstores was making up 20% of the gross. I thought, aha.
Oh, wow.
Another business is being born here. So let's follow this path. So I did. Did I know anything about this? Nope. But I learned how to do it. And I think there's something else coming up probably within the next 2 years. I'm getting those urges again. And I don't know what direction it's going to go in, but maybe a combination of both a gallery and the cards. And we'll see.
So do you think you would have come to this path of creating this artwork and creating all of these cards and the art that's part of the Great Cosmic Happy Ass Company had you not done the metaphysical bookstore? Did you feel like that was an integral part of the process of getting to this
point? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That gave me the courage to know that there was a hunger there. There's a hunger with people. And fortunately, I was able to supply every part of the spectrum through the books that was there. And when people came into the store, they actually cried because they felt so safe. Because a lot of times when people are dealing with their spirituality, they don't feel that it's safe, or they're trying to get away from the standard, you know, things that that everybody is taught because it doesn't feel right to them. And the store was able to provide a very safe space for people who wanted to explore different spiritual paths. And yes, that led right into the artwork. There were affirmations on the walls and the ceilings that really helped people discover or think about their own inner being and where their path was taking them. It wasn't a metaphysical bookstore per se. It was much more than that. It was a catalyst for growth.
That's really powerful. And I love that you've mentioned several times now how you surround yourself with these affirmations, with visuals, with music, with information from great teachers to fuel yourself, to charge yourself up. Can you describe how you feel like that? If you were gonna mentor somebody else, what would be some of the things that you would tell them that you've done that you feel like would translate to them pursuing a creative, something creative that they wanted to do?
Something creative or specifically art?
Either one. I mean, whichever way you want to answer that.
Picasso said art is anything you can get away with. and I've learned to appreciate that over the years. I think I would tell them to go out and look at other people's artwork. See what's there and see the variety. There are thousands of artists that are doing the same thing. You can find them on the internet. Now, when I talk about art, my definition of art is that it's meant to delight and inform and inspire. I don't mean art as, the drawing zombies or gore things or death. Nothing like that. Inspire people. You're inspired. Pass it on. You're inspired to do artwork. Pass it on. That object or that piece of art that you're working on will pick up your vibes, and it will be passed on. So do it. Don't deny the world your talent.
I think that's really an interesting concept of that the artwork picks up your vibes, and I agree with you. I think that everything that we do gets embedded into the work that we bring out to the world. And so I think that's something that not everybody gets, that your artwork picks up your energy.
If everything is connected, Vanessa, it cannot work any other way.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. So how do you feel like your art has affected your spiritual evolution, or how do you feel like your spiritual evolution has been affected by your art?
It's one of the same thing. You know, I don't know what's going on. I really and truly don't. If we supposedly make up our reality, physicists are saying that now too. So if we make up our own reality, then I'm going to make up something that's fun. And play. You know, this artwork for me is often, more often than not, it's play. And I think the spiritual evolution part of it for me was learning to play instead of taking it seriously. That, I think that's the concept behind the whole great cosmic happy ass. Oh, now here's yeah. Here's a message from the universe.
Okay.
that I didn't get until about 2 years ago. I didn't put it together, which shows you how slow I can be. My birthday is April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Uh-huh.
Now, does that tie in with the great cosmic happy ass or what? And does what I do tie in with April Fool's Day or what?
That's awesome.
I mean, it couldn't be any clearer. he was like hitting me in the head with a dead fish.
yet another act of God. We're both laughing, but people don't know that one of your cards is act of God with God dancing across the stage with his top hat and his cane, and it's called Acts of God. That's right. People need to go to your website. Tell folks how they can go to your website and how they can find you.
They can go to www.greatcosmichappiest.com or like me on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/greatcosmichappiest and become a fan. That's where I introduce new cards. That's where I tell people how my day is going. Or the one that I wrote last week that I got from Deepak Chopra. He said, this is so priceless. He said that 64% of our gene, the human gene, is the same as a banana. And I posted on Facebook, and it's information like that that will change your life.
Well, and I agree. I actually reposted that on my page, and I had several people that one of my friends commented. She said, I like this just because of the name of the company. I said, you need to go like her page. It's funny. She's got lots of funny stuff. So, I think you're right. I think there's stuff out there all the time that if you just take the time to look at it, it makes you laugh because it's such bizarre information that's part of our DNA. It's part of the way that we live, and I think God wants us to laugh. So he did it that way on purpose.
Oh. Well, who created humor?
That's right. That's right. So I know that you've got your cards all over the world. Can you just share with us where some of the countries are that are featuring your cards now in stores?
Well, they're in Great Britain, and they're in Canada. They're in Australia, I think, but they're due for another order. I need to call them to make sure that we're still on. It's mostly in the United States and Canada, and typically New Age bookstores, some galleries. Any retailer who is absolutely brilliant would carry them.
That's right.
Brilliant and with a sense of humor.
Well, and there is a store. I live in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and there's a store in Roswell, which is where I first saw your cards, that's called Meditating Mantis. And so my husband and I went into the store, and we just were laughing so hard we were almost crying because we were looking at your cards. So that's how I found you initially, was through the Meditating Mantis in Roswell, Georgia, that was obviously a brilliant, brilliant owners that know to purchase your cards.
Yeah, And coaches are beginning to pick up on them, too.
Oh, like life coaches and business coaches?
Yeah, which is really wonderful. There's a market out there for coaches and people who are becoming coaches. That it's pretty unbelievable. It's pretty broad. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Diane, I appreciate so much you coming and being part of the show today. Can you tell folks again how they can get in touch with you and how they can find out more about you and find out more about your cards?
www.greatcosmichappiest.com or my Facebook page is facebook.com/greatcosmichappiest.
And do you have any last comment that you'd like to share with our listeners before we go?
I loved this interview.
Oh, thank you.
I love that you are tying in God's spirituality with art. That has been my entire life, Vanessa. I cannot thank you enough.
Oh, well, I'm just thrilled that you were part of our show today, and I love talking to you. It was great fun, and I even with your introduction where you said that now you've discovered the secret of enlightenment is being in the now with a piece of rich dark chocolate. I mean that just says it all. So,
I think we need to add sex to that too.
Oh well, yeah, I think that's a good point. Good point. Diane, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day. This has been a great show. Thank you to my guest, Diane English. Please tell our listeners again, just one more time, how they can find your cards, because I want them to be sure to be able to get in touch with you.
www.greatcosmichappiass.com.
Excellent. And if they can't remember all of that, if they just Google part of it, whatever they can remember, you're probably going to come up.
So. Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. Yes. Or DianeEnglish.com. You can go there, too.
Okay, great. Thanks to our listeners. I welcome your suggestions or comments on this or any of our shows. You can find links to all of our shows on Empower Radio or on our website, artasworship.net. Please come and share your stories of art as worship on our Facebook page at facebook.com/artasworship or suggest an artist that we should interview. Listen in next week as we talk with another artist about their creative process and how it connects with their spiritual journey. May you have an inspired and creative week. Namaste.